I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. The Quad Cities ranks 79th among the top 150 best places to live in the nation, and the 6th most affordable, according to the U.S. News & World Report. In the report released last week, U.S. News analyzed 150 metro areas in the U.S. to find the best places to live, based on quality of life and the job market in each, as well as the value of living there and people's desire to live there. The report used figures from 2019 showing the Quad Cities with a 4.2% unemployment rate, a population of over 382,000, average annual salary of $47,000, and median monthly rent of $746. The affordability was determined to be 20% of income required for living expenses. U.S. News says Boulder, Colorado ranked number one overall as the best place to live, with a $64,000 average annual salary, a $524,000 median home price, and average rent of $1,400. The most affordable city nationwide is Huntsville, Alabama, with an average home price of $179,000, average annual salary of $54,000, and 19% of income spent on living expenses. Des Moines ranked in the top 10 in both, number 7 overall and number 3 in affordability. Visit Quad Cities President and CEO Dave Harrell is pleased with our ranking.
I was just happy that, hey, out of the 150 that they looked at, you know, we were 79 for best places to live and number 6, top 10 for affordability as it relates to being a place to live. And again, anytime that we can be ranked in reports, and hopefully we're seeing some growth or increases in those over time, then I think that's a good thing for the Quad Cities.
And Harrell says for people or companies looking to relocate and considering the cost of living, being in the top 10 is a key takeaway as a destination or a community.
I want to find a place that is a great place to live, that has a whole positive, you know, portfolio of amenities, but can I afford to live there? And so I think that these are things that we all within the economic development space can use to help, you know, tell our story, but then also use it as a marketing vehicle when we're out there trying to share information about the Quad Cities.
Paul Rumler, president and CEO of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, says that as the chamber markets the area as what he calls a prosperous regional economy where all can thrive, these rankings help us draw serious attention from companies and site selection consultants. Harrell says those who promote the Quad Cities don't use rankings like these enough to describe the area's advantages. Visit Quad Cities is now doing more of that with its website and social media. Caroline Rule, CEO of Rule & Rule Realtors, says the report shows what many already know about a crucial selling point for this area.
Affordability is a huge deal, especially for people who are relocating to this area from Chicago or East Coast or West Coast. You know, they're always pleasantly surprised at how much home they can buy.
It's more affordable compared to other major cities, and it's affordable compared to last year, thanks to low-interest mortgage loans. And she says shorter average commute times compared to bigger cities are also a key factor. U.S. News found the average Quad Cities commute to work is 19 minutes. Through September, the average home price in the Illinois Quad Cities was $134,000, compared to $225,000 on the Iowa side. The average home price in the Metro Quad Cities is $183,000, up from $180,000 last year. Rule says the Iowa side has had higher average home prices since the 1980s, since there has historically been a lot less new construction in Illinois. The U.S. News entry says this area is affordable on both sides of the Mississippi River. Quote, both Iowa and Illinois have average home prices lower than the national average. In Davenport, Moline, and Rock Island have average home prices lower than the state averages. And it says while property prices are good, both states have high taxes. The Quad Cities is changing, but not evenly, according to the report. Scott County and Rock Island County both have aging populations overall, but while Scott County is growing, Rock Island County is, quote, hemorrhaging residents. And U.S. News goes on to say, meanwhile, Bettendorf is on pace to become larger than Rock Island within a few years and attract a lot of families. Rule says rising or falling population is not a factor for people when they're buying a home.
It's more a matter of availability, what they can afford, and if they're looking at schools, what schools they like.
And to see the full report, which includes best places to retire, visit realestate.usnews.com. And for Jonathan Turner, I'm Herb Tricks.